I guess maybe just, I don't know what it is, but like some of the things they say, like getting down and all things like that. You know, things like that. I've heard a lot of the younger people start saying things like that. And, you know, and they have, and everything they say like that, they have a meaning to it, you know?
It's hard to see that.
Yeah, because some of it I don't know. But like, I mean, you know, a lot of my sons, I got one in service now. Well, maybe he might come home. Excuse me. And he starts saying some things, you know, and I don't know what it means. I just know what he said, but I don't know what it puts the meaning to. So it's just, it's so much.
Well, there's another question they have along the same line, where you don't know something and you want to say that, but you don't use the word no. You say, I'm
not sure.
Right. Oh, boy, that was easy. Okay. This is a little bit different. You've been trying to make your mind up about something, and you might say, I have been thinking
about it.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's exactly. They wanted to know whether it was about or around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes some people say
some people do say that.
Okay. All right, and if you have been talking with a friend of yours, what would you say you were doing with him if you'd been discussing something with him?
I were talking with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see. Oh, I think I can skip these. Do you live in a
house?
Okay. Well, you're catching on better than I am. All right, and I talked about this one before. A big building behind the office, where they keep the cows and hay stored. What do you call that?
A barn.
All right. And here, I don't know whether they have one here or not. A building where they store the corn. Do they have a name for that?
Let me see. Only thing I know would be, they said bins. They have, you know, where they store the grain, that they say grain bins or something like that. And you see, it's something else they call it, but, well, long time ago, like where my dad and them used to store, put their corn and stuff at, they used to call that a crib.
Yeah, that's
a
crib. But you wouldn't use that now?
No, because they don't have any of those now.
Yeah.
They used to have a... And, you know, they would be in little rooms and they would say maybe this big thing, and they would just have a section off. Okay, say on a plantation where this white man would have, say, like I used for instance, say, when we used to live down at Mr. Chapel, they would have, you know, they had a lot of people working for them, they would call old tenants hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe say they would have a line of these little cribs, you know, where every man come fall of the year when they gather their corn.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they were stored, in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, there are a few people that left on the farm, working on the farm, so people don't have tenant hands much like they used to because they use machines
mm-hmm.
to gather crops and things, so they can just maybe say take two or three men now and do what five or six men used to do.
What do you call a building, a part of the building where you keep the grain? Ever had a big building just for grain?
No. When I was coming up, they didn't have just nothing, but only thing where they kept the grain at was, well, really, the people didn't, only thing I know would be a crib because, you know, now they have these big old bins that they can store most anything and they keep it dry. They, you know, they got these, they made out of aluminum or something, not aluminum, but it's